This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says he will drop his efforts to get a citizenship question on the 2020 census and will instead order government agencies to turn over all information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. Speaking at the White House Thursday, Trump said he would leave no stone unturned to get what he called a clear breakdown of the U.S. population.
As a result of today's executive order, we will be able to ensure the 2020 census generates an accurate count of how many citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens are in the United States of America.
The president's action comes after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked his first effort to add the question to the census, faulting the administration's rationale as contrived. The Census Bureau is part of the Commerce Department, but the U.S. Constitution specifically assigns the job of overseeing the census to Congress. That limits the authority of the president over it, which complicates adding the question to the survey via a missive from the White House. U.S. officials reportedly plan to start immigration raids on Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation orders have been issued, as AP's Rita Foley reports.
The government will be looking for those who've been ordered out of the country but are still here. These raids are expected in 10 big cities, and although we're hearing they will begin this weekend, we're told it's possible they may start later. Activists are passing out information about hotlines for immigrants and increasing training to make sure they know their rights.
That's AP reporter Rita Foley. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A hurricane warning has been issued as Tropical Storm Barry churns its way toward the U.S. Gulf Coast and threatens millions of residents as the possible first hurricane of the 2019 season. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said citizens should be ready for long periods of rain and flooding.
We cannot pump our way out of the water levels and the waterfalls that are expected to hit the city of New Orleans. We need you to understand this and, again, be prepared to shelter in place.
Benjamin Schott of the National Weather Service said that flooding is likely.
So with that coming in, we're talking about amounts anywhere 10 to 15, with locally higher amounts pushing 20 inches with rainfall over the course of Friday, Saturday, and maybe even lingering into Sunday.
Forecasters issued a storm surge warning of up to 1.8 meters for a stretch of Louisiana coastline south of New Orleans. Rain was an equal danger because the lower Mississippi River